Through the windows of the soul comes an experience. Behind the eyes, within the soul, is an accumulation of Shakti, power, that each of us has stored to different degrees. Drishti is this spiritual vision that emanates from the soul, through the eyes, through the face, to another soul. It is what draws us to someone. How is it that some souls have a greater magnetic pull, an enchanting power of attraction? Brahma Baba, through just his being what he had become, one could always feel the spiritual fragrance in the atmosphere. As I came closer to him, observing him, I too experienced my own unique spirituality. I watched him, mesmerized by his manner, and I was enveloped into a spiritual vacuum, awakening my own realms of divinity, enjoying a very tender part of myself. Seeing his royalty and movement moved me into a place of tasting my own royalty that had been tucked away so neatly and forgotten. I was so captivated with his delicate, subtle way he expressed himself through matter as he took me into my own sublime feelings of my own forgotten nature. So ordinary he was, and yet so extraordinary. In the beginning, there was such a small group of souls before him, and yet his vision extended beyond that group, beyond his part of the world. He had deep faith that the world would change. As we saw his own transformation, it became clearer to us that we too could change. There was a time when the cupboards were bare. Those serving were directed to serve everyone dal and roti, that is, soup and bread, just once. Three old mothers came back for seconds of the dal. Brahma took his plate of dal and told someone to divide it amongst the mothers. He said, "The mothers didn't have teeth to chew." We watched Brahma Baba as he sat so silently eating his roti. He showed us how to live in humility with love, compassion. He taught us how to eat holding the remembrance of God in our souls. We too learn to perform actions whilst remembering God, side by side with Brahma. He was such a tower of light. He spoke out in the name of truth. It was a time when the priests had become a symbol of distorted values, empty, pompous rituals with an emphasis on rituals rather than moral and spiritual development, indulging in mindless actions, mindless rituals under the umbrella of religion. Taking heaps of edibles, hundreds and thousands of bags of wheat, tins of butter and milk, to feed the so-called sacred flames, while millions lived in semi-starved and semi-naked conditions. Brahma Baba spoke out against these senseless rituals, professing that health and wealth can be gotten from the practice of meditation, awakening that divine silent light within, and ridding oneself of the vices. He believed that every soul had a memory of God as the father of the soul, and the self as the child. He taught us how to activate this memory, how to experience that oneness with God. In his everyday routine of life, he was able to bring remembrance of God in every action. Reflection, contemplation, remembrance, study. I so loved watching Brahma Baba study. It seemed to make me want to do the same. He never tired of the study. Wherever I looked, he was studying. Remembering God. His effort seemed endless, and yet easy. Anyone that came close could feel his divinity as it permeated the atmosphere. And we just loved being in his company. Brahma Baba spoke, we listened. Not with the ears, but with the soul. From deep within the soul, we listened. swallowing every word, listening with the heart of the soul. A legacy of a man dedicated to God, dedicated to world transformation, dedicated to humanity. They say his memorial is this, a marble structure created from love. But I say his memorial is this, those that were inspired and are inspired by his example, and have dedicated their lives to transform the world through self-transformation by connecting with the Father of the soul.